Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Ray Hager and I talked to Bruce Breslow, the director of the dreaded Nevada DMV. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Liz McMenamin, Larry Mathias, and Steve Robinson. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Technology make our lives better. Will geothermal, wind, and solar energy be a bigger part of our future? Yes. And soon it will all be in our backyard. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program an old friend of mine, Bruce Breslow, director of the Nevada DMV. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you. Good
to see
you again.
You've had a fascinating career. I mean, starting out as a sportscaster in television and radio, covering the Olympics, the mayor of Sparks, and then you got actively involved and had been for a while in Republican politics, and then you continued on. You ended up in the nuclear office for the state, and now you're the head of the DMV. How'd you get here?
I go where they put me. No, Sam, it's been a lot of fun taking on, and you're an old friend too, so taking on old challenges, new challenges. I'm like you. You have to kind of reinvent yourself every once in a while to stay excited. And I had the opportunity to be invited to do play-by-play at 8 Olympics, so I still got to do a little television. Nuclear, I obviously had no experience in that, so it was really interesting. Just when I got caught up to speed on, you know, radionuclides and the Yucca Mountain issue completely, where I felt so self-confident, the governor called and asked if I would move over to the DMV, and I have such great respect for him that I would do anything he asked me to.
So how did that question go? What was it that enticed you to move over?
I mean, when the governor asks you to do something, do it.
Yes, but I mean, it's the DMV, you know, everybody's favorite punching bag.
I guess I'd have to be honest and say that my first reaction was, what? You're kidding, right? But it quickly became apparent that it needed a lot of help. There's not a DMV in the country that the public goes, oh, wow, I'm happy to go to the DMV today, because it takes an hour or 2 hours out of your life that you're never going to get back again. So my job was to try to shorten the length, change the attitudes, work with employees to try to make them say, yes, how can I help you with that, which we're still working on. But we've got the wait times down to about half of what they were a year ago, and new technology will change everything for the DMV.
Bruce, I got to ask you, what makes you qualified to run the DMV?
I'm qualified to be an administrator. I was administrator with the city of Sparks when I was mayor, running many, many departments and people. Same thing with, you know, at the nuclear agency, they already had scientists. They already had attorneys. They already had lots of people. They needed somebody that knew how to put together a budget, manage people. And I would say that's probably my forte is I'm a turnaround guy. I look for problems. I try to solve them. I empower people. I try to gather the best and the brightest around me. And then I ask them, how can we do this better? I'm constantly asking them, how can we do this better? Because people get sedentary in their ways. So I guess if you had to say, how am I qualified, I'm a pretty good administrator.
Okay, now, one of the things that I used to like about the DMV, they used to have these quick stops where you could go in and you know, register your car, renew your driver's license. And the one in Sparks was right by my house. It closed down. Now it's a liquor store. Are those ever going to come back?
First it was a fish market. Then it became a liquor store. The budget is the reason those closed years ago. But you're going to see a different version of that coming back very soon. In fact, there is one in Sparks on Disk Drive right now, and that's the kiosk program. We've had kiosks in our offices for a few years, but they're very limited in what they could do. And the state had to write a check for each time somebody used it. So I went to the legislature this session, and I said, is there a way that we can ask the user to pay for it at the time of using it? And it ranges from $1 for just about all transactions, and then there's one more expensive transaction because of a special printer that gives you your registration sticker. So that transaction would cost $3. But I'm adding about 5 new functions to the kiosks, and we're going to roll them out in the spring. And instead of you having to drive an hour in an urban corridor to get to a DMV, to sit there, to wait for your turn, to get back in your car and find your way back home, especially in Las Vegas where there's a couple million people that have to really have some, you know, major traffic, we're going to put these in grocery stores and neighborhoods. So if you want to renew your driver's license, and it's not the 8-year one where you need the new eye test, if it's the 4-year one, you'll be able to do it on a kiosk. If you want to get a duplicate of your driver's license or your ID card, which represents about 12% of the people that we currently have in line at the DMV, you'll be able to do that at a grocery store. If you want to re-register your car, grocery store. We're also working, if you're a veteran, you get an exemption discount on your fees. You get it from the assessor, and you have to walk it over to the DMV and stand in line. We're trying to work with the assessors to make that an electronic transaction that I can, you can do it online, or you could do it on a kiosk in the future. So technology to get people to keep them from having to come to a DMV is how I'm approaching the next generation.
Now, are these private vendors that are providing this service, and therefore the charges are to pay the private vendor?
Yes. The vendor builds the kiosks, maintains the kiosk, locates the kiosk, services everything that could go wrong with the kiosk, and then the fees that are used to pay the vendor for that cost. So it's, but the state doesn't have to take any money out of the highway fund to do that. So there's more money freed up for the highway fund that way.
And will you actually make a profit for the DMV?
It's not a profit for the DMV since we don't get the money that the vendor does, but it affects the customer. It makes it more convenient. And if you can just stop at your local grocery store and do your, and you know, we're only open a certain amount of hours. If you can't get to the DMV, you know, 8 to 5, you're out of luck. So in a grocery store, you can do it at midnight. You can do it on the weekend. You can do it on Sundays, that sort of thing.
All right, let's take a break. More with the head of the DMV, Bruce Breslow, right after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductors Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. Yeah.
The
Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis and Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Bruce Breslow, the director of the Nevada DMV. As you look at other states and their DMVs, what are other people doing that you'd like to do in Nevada?
Well, Indiana has 125 offices, and we have 18. That would be helpful. But no, we have a certain amount of income that we can work with, and so modernizing it, trying to find ways. I would like to privatize the drive examination. There's a month and a half to 2 month wait when you can make a reservation to book a drive test. That's ridiculous. The wait is something that we're constantly working on. I didn't know it was there until I moved over to the DMV and people started saying, hey, I can't get my kid in for a drive test for 2 months. That's unacceptable. But we have a certain amount of drive examiners, a certain amount of people, and we close at 5. The private sector can do drive tests till 9. They can do them on Sundays. They can do all sorts of things. But in order to do that kind of change, you need to bring a plan to the legislature, to the governor, get their blessings, go out to a bid, and see if there's somebody willing to do that. So it's not like it's going to solve anything unless we can build a program that would work. Then we would go from giving drive tests to regulating the private sector that would do it, I think, more efficiently.
Well, there was an interesting article, I forgot which Vegas paper it was in, the other day that talked about this idea. And the concern was that it would be in the best interests of a private enterprise to fail people so that they would gain more revenue. How would you control that?
You control it by the fee that they're allowed to charge. Right now, the state charges $25, and that includes your written exam and your drive test. It's all inclusive in $25. If you fail the test, you can only charge $10 more to go through that whole process again. So you can see it's not really a big revenue maker for the state. We would have to have those same sort of safeguards with the industry, and then we would oversee that to make sure that they're doing the job properly, that they're trained. We would have to become trainers. But there's other things we can do before then that my staff is feverishly working on because I've made it a number one priority we have.
Well, Bruce, you talk about privatizing parts of the DMV like the drive test. It seems to me that just privatizing a government service, when you take it to the Assembly Democrats, it's going to be radioactive already. Do you really think you can get that through the Assembly?
Depends. How many of them call me and say, can you get my kid in because there's a two-month wait? I mean, it depends. It's politics.
Right.
We've been involved in politics a long time, so you have to build a consensus, and sometimes the best ideas never get done because of politics. Sometimes they do. So we'd have to wait and see. The job is not, the goal is not to eliminate the jobs from the state because they would now become regulatory jobs over the private sector. But clearly, if you can stay open and do drive tests from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. in the summer when it's still light out instead of 8 to 5, if you can have a business that's open on Sundays, you can do a lot more drive tests.
Okay, you said there's 18 DMV offices in the state?
Correct.
Okay, what is the longest drive someone has to take, maybe from Pioche to Las Vegas to get anything done at the DMV? Do you have those stats?
In areas like Eureka, where the assessor can do a simple registration, they can't do the drive test. You'd have to drive to Ely. Those are the longest drives to get to an area. I don't see the private sector jumping into Eureka simply since, there's so few people there, it's not going to be a moneymaker. The private industry will only do this if they can make money at it, but it's our job to make sure that they don't abuse the process.
What other private industries would like to get involved with DMV?
Oh, well, there's companies all the time that say, we would like to be able to put in a system that allows your local smog people to, when you take your car to be smogged, you can register your car. And we say, oh, we already did that. Because we have 26 people that write computer code, and they won an award several years ago for writing that program, so the DMV instantly knows when your car passes smog, you can register your car there, or when you get home on the internet. And that's something I really would like to continue to push. Only 30 to 35% of the people are taking advantage of internet services. People seem to want to wait in line that they don't have to wait in line.
Yeah, that's
almost
nuts.
All of the services are available on the internet. And the kiosks are internet-based, but it's a touch screen and it talks to you. And it speaks in English and Spanish. And at the end, Elvis says, thank you very much. So, people seem to like that.
Let me ask you a personal question. Mm-hmm. There were stories I heard when you were first elected mayor that you were pretty much of a firebrand, and people had to kind of take you aside and say, this is not the way to do things. What's the biggest lessons you've learned going through the political process from when you first started out, young and fiery, to today?
I'm old and fiery today. Really, Sam? You've known me a long time, and sometimes controversy follows me because I like change. I like to find ways to do things better. I'm not afraid to say what I think about things, but there's certain people you say them to and certain people you don't. And, I will make suggestions to the governor, and this governor is very attentive. I work for Governor Gwynn. He was amazing as well. There's a great staff in the governor's office that loves when you bring them things that can change. So that's my cup of tea right now. I'm kind of a turnaround guy, so I don't know the next time you interview me what I'll be doing.
Okay. Well, always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. Thank you for being here. Come back soon. All right, man. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
When an accident happens, you need help now. We have fast and free answers to keep you covered. Loud and loud, good news in bad times.
At Evergreen Carpet Care, when we say we live with your carpets, it means our service continues even after we've left the job. Because to us,
Marty,
people care
point.
Is every bit as important. So we're constantly striving to offer the best possible customer service in the business.
For example, we do something that no one else does. We'll give you a follow-up call to make sure your job was done perfectly. And I mean perfectly. If not, we'll make it right. We promise.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever evergreen.
Attention homeowners. Are you struggling to pay your mortgage? Do you have an adjustable rate mortgage? Are you trying to reduce your monthly payments? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, contact Reliance Loan Modification today and get relief now. We may be able to lower your rate significantly and reduce your payments to their lowest amounts. Call Reliance Loan Modification toll-free today for a free consultation and take the first step to securing your financial future.
Call 1-800-407-3244. Call now.
I'm Joe Laub of Laub & Laub. Walk in Wednesday without an appointment. Call today, get in today. Get your auto accident answers free and fast. Walk in, call, or email. Real answers right now. Laub & Laub.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Steve Robinson is here. He is Director of State Government Affairs for R&R Partners. Larry Mathias is Executive Director of the Nevada State Medical Association. And Liz McMenamin is Vice President of Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Pleasure to have you all here. First opportunity on the program to talk about the President's latest stimulus plan. Your thoughts on that?
I heard it. I heard his follow-up speech coming in before a labor group. And I am struck by the condescending nature of the way he talks about this. And I think he said, pass this bill, 15 times during this 15-minute speech. And just from an analytical standpoint, not a partisan standpoint, I just think the rhetoric is so much the same. Most people have heard it before, and it's just not having an impact, an effect.
Larry, your thoughts?
The speech was well delivered. I think it was the first time he's been animated in some since his last campaign, which may mean that this is the next campaign.
You think?
I think that the package of proposals, had that been the stimulus bill back at the beginning of the administration, we might be talking about it in very different terms. The way it is as round two of stimulus, it is talking about jobs, but again, at least we don't have to hear shovel ready, which I think we were all pretty shoveled out by that process. I think the problem for the administration is that they've got to get over the hurdle of how little consequential, how small the consequences were from that initial large stimulus package. And what's different about this, there are differences in it. It is better thought out. It actually does try to focus on employment rather than that whole range of sweetheart stuff that was in the initial thing. I don't think it's enough, but it may be enough to kickstart his campaign.
American corporations are sitting on billions of dollars, and the discomfort with regulation and taxes is making them just sit there on that money.
And I think they will continue to, Sam. I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of changes right now. Something Steve said struck me. I agree. I am really tired of hearing this president with his... There's a nastiness in his tone. You use condescending. I like condescending, but actually it's really nasty and it's demeaning. It's demeaning to the American public. And corporations are sitting back going, okay, we're going to wait and see where this economy is going, because right now I don't think the stimulus money or this new jobs bill is any different than the stimulus. It talks about jobs and it looks like it might put people to work, but it's going to take money out of other people's pocket in order to do it. And I don't agree, and I think you're right. Corporations are waiting. They're skeptical.
It's interesting. We've seen a lot of rhetoric on the right over the last couple of years, starting from the Tea Party folks. Now you're seeing labor unions stepping up with the rhetoric. Where does this all go?
It goes into feeding our broken political system. But the two major parties, their center of gravity has moved so far to the extremes that candidates have to talk to the Tea Party if you're a Republican, to the most radical of labor organizations if you're a Democrat. And that leaves independents with no place, no home, and it leaves those who are in the party who are more moderate or who actually want to govern rather than run with no real home in their own parties. It's the phenomenon that we've seen now for a generation build up in Washington. I think the tone that you're talking about with the president is an extension of that. It's that everything has to be raised in partisan terms or you can't campaign successfully. And I think we're at the point where you may campaign successfully, but the price of that is you can't govern successfully.
You were going to jump in there?
Well, I'm having a real problem with the president talking about some decorum when there is no decorum, when he attends these labor rallies or whatever it is. And I'm listening to the news and I see in Washington State that labor is actually starting to be more and more violent. We talk about the Tea Party and there was a lot of nasty things said on the left about the Tea Party, but the one thing they were never was violent. There was no violence.
Well, there appeared to be a threat of that, certainly, and increased security.
But during the health care debates, right. in those rowdy meetings.
You didn't see a lot of of open town hall meetings.
Well, no.
And I'm not saying that the violence broke out, but I mean there was a concern that it was heading that way just because of the rhetoric.
It is the tone, though. Every politician, when they talk about they want things to be more civil, what they really mean is they want to have less criticism of their positions.
Exactly.
That for everybody, the discourse is coarsened because the price of unity is that no one can stray even an iota from the party standard.
Steve, you come from a background of where the parties were working together. What do you think it's going to take? Because people are sick of this. I mean, you look at the lack of interest in the CD2 race, even though the turnout is up a little bit, but the general lack of interest in this race, people are just being turned off. They're sickened by all of this.
And I know you've had Barbara Dukanovich on before, and she talks about her days in Congress, which was in some ways right at the beginning of the Gingrich time. And she watched it change as she was there from the 80s to the 90s. Mm. But I think, and again, talking to her, she said, we are a divided nation. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how this next presidential campaign is going to turn out, but you know what? It's going to be probably 50—whoever wins is going to win with 50-52%. It's going to be 48%. We are a divided nation, and I don't know how you fix that. There is a divide between the Tea Party people and the people who 47% don't pay federal income taxes. There's a natural divide that's come up, and I think it's more than just the politicians taking advantage of it. I think it's who we are now.
I disagree with that. I think there is a divide, and I think it was invented for political terms largely by the political consulting class that found that the way to win was to drive out the independents and to drive down the turnout for your opponents. It was a grassroots strategy that's been successful and may have successfully ruined our politics.
And has made a lot of money for political consultants. That's where we got to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Well, what's wrong with that?
For more than three decades, the Jefferson Award has honored outstanding individuals who have donated their time and service to make their communities a better place. News 4 and Wells Fargo are giving these unsung heroes the recognition they deserve. To nominate an outstanding Jefferson Award candidate, write or call us at News 4 or visit our website at mynews4.com. Watch for the Jefferson Awards the second Wednesday of every month on News 4 HD.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Tired of fussing with giant pasta pots, strainers, stirring, and testing just for a plate of pasta?
Hi, Kathy Mitchell here with Pasta Boat, the amazing new 5-in-1 pasta cooker that serves perfect pasta without the hassle. Just put in the pasta, add water to the serving line, and pop it in the microwave. When finished, place on the strainer lid, drain out the water, and you're ready to serve. Pasta Boat uses the microwave to instantly heat and keep the water at the perfect cooking temperature. These portion handles even help you measure the spaghetti. Add this handy steam rack and enjoy the tenderest baked potatoes or healthy vegetables.
Your Pasta Boat order includes the strainer lid, measuring handles, a steamer rack, even a fast and easy recipe book for just $10. But wait, call now and we'll double your order. And that's not all. We'll send you this amazing food chopper. Just pay separate processing and handling. You get it all, a whopping $50 value for just $10. Call now.
Call 1-800-894-2721. But call now. We're giving away a bonus pasta boat and chopper with all of today's orders. So call 1-800-894-2721. Call now.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, the Chancellor returns. Dan Klatch will be here. We'll see you then.